give your words, and then Owen, and then I'll follow up with a word.
So as we were worshipping, what I felt the Lord was saying was two phrases. Number one, don't hold back. Don't be embarrassed in front of each other in the way that you worship. You know, we all know each other very well. We've all been around for a very long time. Don't be embarrassed in front of the way with each other the way we worship. So don't hold back. Come into worship quickly. Don't spend time warming up. Come into worship. And the second phrase I felt was that, Antioch, you are like a stopgap on a Sunday. So I asked the Lord, what does that mean, stopgap? And I felt he was saying, you know, across the kingdom, across Britain, there's church services in the morning and there's church services in the evening. So the Lord is worshipped and praised by the population in the morning and in the evening. But there aren't that many bodies like Antioch who meet in the afternoon. So it's like we're carrying the baton in the afternoon of worship and praise and rendering thanksgiving to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
It's a passage from Proverbs. And it's Proverbs 3, 13 to 18. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom, and the one who gets understanding, for the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. And it was related to prayer, that perhaps people, and it's not that I've mastered or cracked this either, but the sense I was getting from the Lord that people maybe are saying they're too distracted or too busy to pray, or the things that are busying them are distracting them from being able to pray properly, and that wisdom comes to those who fear the Lord, and we approach God in prayer, and he grants wisdom, and that wisdom grants peace, that wisdom grants perspective on the things that we're worried about. It allows God to enter the chaos. It allows God to enter our struggle. And ultimately, it'll hopefully help us to see the things that are ultimately important. The most important thing being him, and that all good flows then from that.
God wants us to know that, last night in my road, in the early hours of the morning, there was a power cut, right? And everybody's worrying about blackouts and power cuts and stuff like that. And what would we do if all the power went out, our phones wouldn't work, and we wouldn't be able to buy stuff at the supermarket because the tills wouldn't be working. And we wouldn't be able to get on the phone, and a whole bunch of stuff, right? But God's power never runs out. The power of the Holy Spirit goes on forever. The power, the Spirit hovered over the waters, right in Genesis, and he's in us and with us now, and his power never runs out, and God wants you to know it.
Just want to confirm that word before we return to worship, and we will spend the rest of the time in worship. And this is a passage from Jesus in John's Gospel, just before his death and resurrection. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. For even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And I believe the Lord is saying, I have asked the Father, and the Father has given you the helper. The Father has given you the helper, the same helper that created the heavens and the earth, the same helper that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The same helper that descended on the apostles that first Pentecost many years ago. The same helper that has sustained the gospel throughout the last 2,000 years. That helper, the Holy Spirit, one with God, is available to you, and you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you and is in you. So let us respond to the encouragement that we've received back into worship. And if folks have got words of knowledge that they believe are for people in the congregation, please do come forward.